This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So Donald Trump was president-elect, and he gave me a call to congratulate me on being married to my second wife, my dear wife. And we were sitting there talking. I'm at the airport. I'm talking to the president about some issues I won't get into. And he was like, "Well, I got to do the show soon. Let's do it in the next few weeks." And I said, "No, sir." I said, I think at this time that they might use that against you. You got too much going on." I just said, maybe just down the road. Come on." He goes, no, let's do it soon." I said, "No." I said, I really don't want it to then be used against you. And I just get your agenda, cut the taxes, and defend the Christians that are being murdered." He goes, I will. "Have I not been keeping my promise?" And I said, "Absolutely, sir." I just said, they'll misrepresent what I've said. They take something out of context I've done. And I just said, let's just hold off. See, I didn't have Donald Trump on when he was ready to come on the next week. When he called up and talked to my wife for 5 minutes and told her stuff I won't say off record. That's the kind of guy. I didn't even call Trump to say I was getting married. No one knew. It was a secret. I'm telling you about it right now. I was in Hawaii and Donald Trump called me. That's the kind of guy Donald Trump is. And I said, "Sir, you don't need to come on the show. Okay? I believe they might." I just said, "I'm not 100% sure in my gut that's the right thing." He said, "No, let's do it. I told you." I said, "No." He said, all right. Well, see, who else you think does that with Donald Trump? Nobody. Nobody. So the media can stick that in their pipe and smoke it. I don't need Donald Trump, even though I admire him and think he's a great guy. I don't need MSM. I turned down The View. I said, maybe if you do it on satellite, but I'm not coming there. I turned down Charlie Rose. I turned down HBO shows. I've turned down more than 50 reality TV shows. Do you understand the pleasure I have? Not in an arrogance, but just in down-home realness to tell them, you distort, you lie. I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't want you. So that's how this works. Now, I get it, though. He goes on the Lester Holtz, the people that attack him. He goes on all these other programs, and they sit there and try to earn points with the establishment. They go after him. His own people do it. And you look at it, you go, why is he having his bigger supporters in there? And Trump's trying to get people in the establishment to come over to Americana. He's trying to recruit them. He's trying to win, like he's doing, you know, against another corporation. He's learning, though, it's not working because they're such scum. So I do agree. He should give more exclusive interviews to independent media, to my reporters, say, or other people's. And they should let more press in there. And he should kick out the corporate press. So I do hear what you're saying, but it's up to us, the American people, people of the world, to support nationalism and sovereignty. It's not even so much up to Trump. He's important. He's powerful. But without us, he's nothing. It's like, without you, I'm nothing. So the truth is, I told the president, I'm like, down the road sometime, once we've got, you know, the biggest end of three, please come on. And he's like, well, how about soon? How about, yeah, I'm going to come on. How about next week? Sir, I'm not sure that'd be good. You know, I've said a lot of things and a lot of stuff out of context. And maybe I'm just not sure about that. He just paused. He's like, See how that works? It isn't about me. It's about victory. It's about defeating the globalists. And quite frankly, maybe it'd be good just to have Trump on, because it's all about defeating them, throwing it in their face, destroying them, showing how they don't care. They try to demonize me. They try to say I'm a horrible person. They try to lie about me, and then it still fails. They still can't destroy our audience. They still can't get rid of our listeners. We still go on. So maybe in that moment I was hesitating, scared that they would use me against Trump, but maybe he's right that he needs to be radical and out there in the open and show what a joke they are and call them out. Did I make the wrong decision? Now, I went with my gut. My spirit said, no, don't have Donald Trump on next week. Don't do it. Because they've already sat there and hurt him by taking more radical things I've said out of context. But then that kind of gives them the power. They're always going to lie anyway. So I don't know. It's one of those things where I actually kind of not sure. But I made the decision. We'll be back with your call. Stay there.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I don't want to be in your British hell. Under massive cyber attack now, while their hospital shut down, they've got a big national health service, big centralized system. Hackers demanding billions in ransoms from thousands and thousands of targets. It's billions of dollars. A lot of targets are only being charged £300 per extraction with what they call ransom hacking. We've got more on that. More of your phone calls. Matthew, Joe, Cindy, Joe. We're going to all of you here in just a minute. I'm going to be coasting a little bit with Owen Stroyer, then handing the baton to him. Roger Stone got stuck in transit, so was unable to host today, but soon he'll be hosting every day. We're about to expand more shows. Owen will have his own show. David Knight, Roger Stone. That's just a few months away. But I want to put a little end cap on the whole Trump thing I was talking about. When Trump called me up without me even knowing he knew that I'd gotten married, remarried, because then it was a secret. I had a divorce 3 years ago. I tried to keep my kids out of it. I was remarried. I was on my honeymoon in Hawaii, and the phone rings, and it's President Trump congratulating me, because one of our mutual friends had told him. And I have a nice conversation with him. He talked to my wife quite a while. I'm not going to tell you the stuff he told her. It's pretty awesome. But long story short, very charming, very hardworking guy. And he's like, well, we got to do the show soon. I keep telling you, well, let's do it the next few weeks. And I said, sir, I don't know. They're going to try to use stuff upside out of context. Maybe it's not the best. He goes, oh, really, it's not a problem. I said, no, I want you on, but you got too much work to do, sir. And I said, once you've defeated them and, you know, once we've totally dominated, you know, then please come on. But you're being so loyal. I just think you're doing this out of pure loyalty. And I think deep down, you know, it's probably, this is the exact conversation, probably not the best thing. And he goes, and he said some things. I'm going to leave it right there. But that's why I like Trump, is that he's so loyal that even though he knows he gets attacked and everything else, he would come on my show out of loyalty. And then out of loyalty, I'd say, no, you're not coming on the show. And I only say that now so people get an understanding of how cool Donald John Trump is. I noticed in one thing they got right out of a bunch of bull, they got a couple of things right in that BuzzFeed piece where he followed me around for 3 months, was that I'm incredibly loyal and a super nice guy until you screwed me, and then I'm very vindictive. No, I'm not vindictive. I cut you out of my life. And then these people who get cut out of my life then bitch at me that I don't sit there and bend over to be abused. And that's the problem here, is that good people in America have gotten to the point where we put up with being abused, we put up with being pushed around, we put up with crap all day because we're the good guys. Well, here's the deal. If you're good people, I'll give you my shirt. But if you're some parasite piece of crap liar, I'll do everything I can to make sure everybody knows what a piece of garbage you are and that you're not going to be part of polite society anymore. I forget the guest it was. We had a month on. There was some guest we had on like a month ago who said Christians are too tolerant. We're too tolerant of radical Muslims. We're too tolerant of all these groups that won't stop until we're eradicated. They're out to get us. Well, here's the deal. We're not out to get them, but we're not getting them aid or comfort or succor. You're not getting anything from us but a hand, a cold hand. You go back to your third world hellholes. You go back to your monotheistic oppression of women. You go back to your Stone Age crap, and you leave the Renaissance and classical liberalism and Thomas Jefferson and space travel and medicine and the arts and classical music and everything the West has to offer. You don't like it? Then you don't get any part of it. And so humanity's finding its guts again. Its heart, its soul, and the world can't stand it. We'll get ready. Because the sleeping giant is an idea. And it's rising. And anybody, no matter where they're from or what color they are, can be part of it. And it'll replace all the other gangs, all the other BS systems, all the fake religions. It's competition. It's free market. It's a college of open debate and ideas. It's empowerment. It's common sense. And it's here and it's waiting for you. Now, I want to go back to your phone calls for Matthew and Joe and Cindy and others have been holding. And then I want to have Owen Schroyer finish the rest of the hour. But I wanted to hit a little topic here first, Owen, with you on Putin. And I'm sure you gave it to me, but will you guys print me the speech on Teddy Roosevelt, just a short part about the man in the arena? Because I want to read that part of the poem or statement, but just looking at Comey, we haven't prescripted this. We don't prescript things. What is your overall view of this? Because even Lester Holt has to admit, Trump's got a point that every major Democrat out there said fire Comey even last week, and now they're acting like they never said it. I mean, this is crazy. Bill Clinton fired an FBI director when Bill Clinton had Vince Foster killed, and people said nothing. Well, this FBI guy said that Trump wasn't even under investigation, but I get why Comey said he was surprised and thought it was a joke, because the truth is he really hadn't gone after Trump. Trump just didn't like him because he was a weasel. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if this is Trump's doing or the Democrats just doing this to themselves, but as you talked about earlier, Trump has an amazing way of either sending out a tweet or making a policy change or making a statement or firing somebody like Comey. and just exposing the Democrats that want to stop him as total hypocrites, total double standard politicians. And it really just proves that they're the ones guilty of partisan politics. And it doesn't matter what Trump does, even if it's good for everyone on the face of the earth, no matter what, they're still going to be against it. So Trump fires Comey, doesn't even have to do anything, doesn't even have to address the Democrats, doesn't even have to ask Chuck Schumer for a comment or Maxine Waters for a comment. They do it on their own. They go on television shows. So whatever Trump, I don't know, again, I don't know if Trump does this on purpose or if the Democrats are just doing this to themselves, but it's amazing how they will come out in broad daylight and just be blatant hypocrites. It's undebatable. It's not even questionable. It's black and white now, Alex. So it'll be interesting to see how the Democrats survive this. And I think more people are coming over to Trump now.
I agree. The polls show it, even the cook polls. But the good news is, as Trump always says, winning fixes everything. And that's fundamentally, Trump wants win-win situations. He wants prosperity. The globalists want austerity. That's why they hate him. Did you see his letter to Comey? That yes. If you spell it out, it says, I win. It's at the Real Alex Jones on Twitter.
Yeah, there's weird stuff with some of these letters. There was one that Bill Clinton sent out also that said, help me, maybe because he's being held hostage by Hillary. But, you know, Alex, think about this with the whole Russia thing, okay? This all comes from the same group of people. Now, James Clapper again goes on television today and talks about a cloud over Trump. A cloud. There's a cloud over Trump, Alex.
This is but the guy that lied and said the NSA never spied on these citizens.
Oh, right. There's a cloud over Trump. But hold on. Let's talk about the bureaucracy that James Clapper represented. This is the same bureaucracy that told us that it was a North Vietnamese ship that sunk our ship in the Gulf of Tonkin, got us into war. A lie. This is the same bureaucracy that told us one rifleman and a magic bullet is responsible for killing JFK. A lie. This is the same bureaucracy that told us that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, sent us into war, destroyed the Middle East. We're still not out of there. A lie. The same bureaucracy that told us it was Syria that used chemical weapons against their own people. A lie. That's been exposed. What is the most recent one? Trump, Russia. This is the big lie, Alex. This is the big lie. I don't know if impeaching Trump is what the end goal here is, or if they have other end goals, or they're really just that big of babies. But this is the big latest lie to come out of our corrupt government, just like all the other ones, Alex. And we see it now. The people see it.
I totally agree with you. And as did you see Oberman saying foreign governments help overthrow Trump? When you actually ask for foreign governments to overthrow your government, that's called high treason. That's executable. Alex, I mean, like Pachinik said, he takes all the terms we use and then turns them around and puts them in his teleprompter.
Alex, we're libertarians, okay? We are constitutionalists, and we don't want people to get locked up. We don't want people's free speech to be squandered. No, we enjoy the Constitution. We support free speech. We love it. But it comes to a point where you have to ask yourself, I mean, seriously, these people belong in a mental institution, okay? They either belong in a mental institution, or as you just pointed out, they're guilty of high treason, Alex. We can't just sit here and have ludicrous people making ludicrous statements.
Here's the deal. I've never said overthrow the government violently. I've never said have foreign intelligence involved what we're doing. And they're calling for me to be locked up because I told Schiff, metaphorically, you get in my face, call me a communist agent, I'll punch you in the nose. Don't mean that literally. It's like, dude, stop lying about me with no proof. Bring me to Congress. Show your proof. Meanwhile, they're constantly saying kill Trump. The Black Lives Matter is funded by Soros saying kill cops. And people go, oh, what, you want to kiss cops' butt? Yeah. I don't want to randomly have cops who are like pulling somebody over or changing a tire or pumping gas be shot in the back. Yeah. I'm not for randomly killing black people, Hispanics, white people, Native Americans, school teachers, cops, anybody. You can't just randomly say, let's just kill white people, like this black professor saying. I mean, at a fundamental level, I hear this black professor up at A&M saying it's time to start killing some white people. And at a fundamental level, it's like, man, it's not because he's black. It's because he's a guy running his mouth. He looks like he ate a bunch of white people. He's so fat. Maybe he's been eating five or six of them. At a fundamental level, as a man, like when I used to go protest the KKK, they didn't even go that far. I want to like, dude, here I am. You want to kill me? Let's go. You run your big fat mouth all day long. Here's a meat cleaver. I got one, too. Here's one calling for death. Let's go. I mean, what the hell's his problem?
Alex, I understand your frustration. Keith Olbermann is now the most cringeworthy person in media. And that is saying a ton. You're talking about Chunk Yogurt, who hasn't had a suit that fits him right since he located the donut shop. Okay? You've got people that go on NBC like Andrea Mitchell. Just horrible, She gets trolled by Russians every time that she tries to rudely ask him a question. And now Keith Olbermann is quite literally the worst person in media.
And A&M is so liberal now. It used to be like a military college. My grandfather went there. They won't even fire him when this guy looks like he ate five white people. He looks like he's 17 years old. And he's up there talking about how we got to kill the white people. It's like, dude, what if somebody goes, God forbid, and kills him and says we need to kill some black people? It's like, what is it? I don't want to kill any black people. I'm trying to stop. Why doesn't this dumbass say stop aborting half the black people? I actually have black people on that don't want to abort black people or white people. Why don't we stop aborting half the black babies, Owen? I actually care about the black babies. I don't want to kill black
people. On that, Alex, he's not just a jerk. He is mentally deranged. He really has.
And he looks like he ate four or five white people.
Well, and this is all of them. That's what I'm saying.
You know how they catch great white sharks and cut them up to see if, like, they've eaten somebody? I'm worried there may be some white people in there. Can we show pictures of him?
And it wouldn't even matter if they didn't have their little minions that actually exist. I mean, these people actually have a following. I don't know how, but they still have a following, Alex, and I think
I think I'm going to watch his Twitter and Facebook and stuff, and I think we should all go up there when he's at some speech or go to his class media and just say, hey, we're here. You want to kill people?
Well, it'd be interesting to see, you know, if he wants to retract that statement. I don't believe that he's made any retraction of that offensive statement. The university has decided to keep him under the employ. But it's just this madness, Alex. It's this madness that's going on right now for all the people that fell for all the fake news about Trump. They cannot believe the reality they're in. They cannot wrap their minds around it. Literally, they are completely just drowning in fake news, Alex. Trump and
Russia. I want to know why he's allowed to eat white people.
How about this? You got this guy going on at the University of Texas A&M, okay, calling for white people to be killed. But, Alex, here's a story that seems to be going without any coverage. Now, Bernie Sanders, he's going to talk all day.
He also said, white people don't know what it's like to be poor.
White people don't know what it's like to be poor. Yeah, the dumbest thing he's ever said, possibly. But hold on, though. He's all about getting the truth out about this FBI investigation into Trump and Russia, right? He's all about that. But hold on.
His wife is under FBI investigation for swindling banks.
That's right. Bernie Sanders' wife, Jane Sanders, falsified loan documents while she served as the president of Burlington College.
My wife doesn't know what it's like to be poor because she swindled so much damn money.
Alex, this is amazing. I have people that I've gotten into debates with that are friends of mine that are liberals. They're real liberals, okay? They live in reality, but they are liberals, and they do, at some points, enjoy Bernie Sanders and some of the policies that come out of him and whatnot of the left. But even they are seeing this now. Even they are like, this is a joke, man. Bernie Sanders was a fraud, too?
Well, his wife also, I think, may have eaten like 15 white people.
Who does the left have left, Alex? They have nothing. That's why they're so desperate for The Rock or for Oprah or for Mark Zuckerberg to come out and run for president, because they have nothing. All of their politicians are losers, man. They are losers.
They're a bunch
Bernie
of swindlers.
Sanders can't even get a job until he's, what, 30 and he gets elected or some crap?
Can you imagine if The Rock runs with Zuckerberg?
You know, it's interesting, Alex. I know you've talked to people within the WWE. It's pretty well known the WWE is a pretty conservative group politically, considering the people that go out on media and do interviews. You've got Linda McMahon, who's in as a small business advisor or administration advisor. Vince McMahon's wife, right. So
the billionaire's drug.
And like you said earlier, I don't have a problem with The Rock. I think The Rock is a genuine guy. I think he genuinely cares about people.
I just know I like all the shows he's on. I mean, I won't watch a lot of TV, and he's just really funny to watch. I like him, and I can't – if he runs with the Democrats,
They say he's a registered Republican. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I hope that's the case, because the word is Zuckerberg's trying to get him to run.
I think that's what they're going to try to do, Alex. They know that The Rock has – people power. I mean, he's the people's champion is what they call him. And they know that he will draw a lot of attention. He's already drawing attention just for the notion that he might run. And the Democrats have nothing. They have literally nothing. Cory Booker tried that, failed. Elizabeth Warren, well-known liar, failed. Bernie Sanders, cuck to Hillary Clinton, failed. Joe Biden, I don't know if he's going to last that much longer. Not going to work for him. They have nothing. They have nothing. They got this Kamala Harris out in California, drops an F-bomb during a public event, Alex.
I'm trying to act young, and I also love how other Democrats go out and say, stay woke, my millennials. Let's
Maxine
go to some cold
waters. That's what I'm saying. Alex, this isn't you or I just having a talk show and just throwing out rhetoric to get people. Maxine Waters belongs in a mental institution. Okay.
By the way, since you mentioned it, we're going to come out from break, and I'm going to let you get to this because I don't want to take over the whole hour you're doing here. I want to be here, but I don't want to hog everything. We've got a bunch of callers I want to go to. We have this Maxine Waters. The name of the joke video is Maxine Waters talking in circles on whether Comey should be fired. That's one important video. But there's another one that the guys put together that shows Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters has evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. I want to play that when we come out of break. But right now, who's been holding the longest? Matthew in the great street of Alabama. Come on down, Matthew.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I've been listening for about 2 years, and y'all have really changed my perception of what media can be like.
Well, thanks for putting up with us. Go ahead.
I'm a gay Trump supporter from Alabama, and I'm also a Christian, despite what media would have you believe. I exist.
Well, I'm a gay Trump supporter, too, so it's all right.
Well, and 24 years in Alabama, I've never witnessed prejudice or racism around here. It's a pretty good place to live. But, you know, the media just drives me nuts. And when people like Stephen Colbert and Oberman, when they accuse Trump of, like, Nazism, fascism, and just things like that, it's crazy because, honestly, Republicans are the opposite of things like that. And people,
I grew up kind of as parents weren't super right wing Republicans, but they were Republicans. It was never anything racist. In fact, I think it was white guilt, but like, you know, a nice white guilt, not like the crazy type white guilt. And then Democrats, I get around them. That's where I hear the race stuff. And I'm just being honest here. I totally agree with you. It's like they've distorted reality.
But there's a big difference there. I mean, with Colbert, he's fake news. Everybody knows Stephen Colbert is fake news. He's a jokester. He's a prankster. He's a joke himself. Okay.
Yeah, the stuff he says isn't real, but he hides behind it.
But Keith Olbermann is actually posing as the savior of the republic. He's out there ranting and raving like the republic is coming down.
Be the saviors, overthrow Trump.
That's why Keith Olbermann ticks me off more than anything else, Alex, because he is the biggest fake out there because he pretends to be real. Colbert, you know, is fake. Olbermann pretends to be real.
Amazing. Matthew, what else is on your mind?
I just wonder, is there a point, since I've had friends that have honestly gotten upset when I pointed out that Stephen Colbert is a comedy show. They just don't understand that he's not real.
And then they'll say, oh, he's not comedy, but he's not real, so you shouldn't get so upset.
But is there a point that these people, aren't they inciting chaos? Aren't they committing defamation, slander? They're even contradicting what the CIA and FBI are saying.
It's true. They're just that's a good question. Thanks for the call, Matthew. Owen, they really are getting hysterical now and calling for murder, death, overthrow. Do we just ignore them? Because if the government does something, it turns them into victims. But they deserve, when they're calling for killing the president, or they're calling for foreign governments to overthrow them. I mean, you can't just let people do that.
Well, Alex, I'm seeing Jeff Sessions right now really focusing on the war on drugs. I'm kind of getting sick of it, to be honest with you. I'd like to see his attention elsewhere.
And How about the war on commies?
And I think that right there, what you talked about, needs to be Jeff Sessions' duty. Jeff Sessions should be the one saying, hey, look, if you're going to make a threat against the president of the United States on social media or anywhere, we're going to look into you. That doesn't mean we're going to arrest you. That doesn't mean you're necessarily doing anything illegal. But guess what? We're not just going to allow this to happen anymore.
Yeah, wait a minute. If you say kill the president, you need to spend a year. I mean, come on. You need to go to jail.
Okay, but who's doing that? Who's monitoring this? Whose job is it? It should be Jeff Sessions. Sessions is too busy worrying about how to keep people from smoking weed.
Hey, I'm sick of them saying kill me. I want somebody to get in trouble. I've never done this.
Exactly. So why don't they focus on that? But, you know, Alex, think about this. We talk about fake news, and a caller just made a point that made me think about this. So it comes out that after Trump fires Comey, a fake news story comes out that says this happens after Comey asked for more funding into the Russia investigation.
It turns out that wasn't true.
So it turns out that's fake news. So we have to sit here as Americans and think about this. We cannot just let this go away.
Well, it first came out in the Washington Post.
Okay, so who made this up? This is literally a made-up story that comes out of the Washington Compost. Why is nobody asking about this? Did somebody inside the Washington Compost make this up? Was there a fake leak? Perhaps Donald Trump himself is testing the waters and giving fake intel to people to see where the leaks are. Nobody's talking about this. How does fake news just get created And then the media, who's quote-unquote watching fake news, really just watching us, doesn't even care.
All right, Owen, you got a bunch of callers and a bunch of clips. We're going to come back and play this Maxine Waters clip, and we're going to go right to your phone calls. I'm punching out until Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'll have some special transmissions as well. Great job, Owen. Back to you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
First, it was Bill O'Reilly. Is Hannity next? The big media are at war with President Trump and his allies. David Horowitz reveals the truth in his new book, Big Agenda. Big Agenda exposes Obama's secret plan to stop Trump. Ann Coulter says, arm yourself with Big Agenda. Rush says, you must read it. Get Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller. Or check out the free offer to save almost $30. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Investigation going on where the president is implicated.
Does intelligence exist that can definitively answer the following question, whether there were improper contacts between the Trump campaign and Russian officials?
We did not include any evidence in our report, and I say our, that's NSA, FBI, and CIA with my office, the Director of National Intelligence, that had anything that had any reflection of collusion between members of the Trump campaign and the Russians. There was no evidence of that included in our report.
I understand that, but does it exist?
Not to my knowledge.
And this is a serious investigation. I've been trying to get people to focus on this connection with the Kremlin and with Putin.
Do you have evidence that there was, in fact, collusion between Trump associates and Russia during the campaign?
Not at this time.
I think there's enough there that we know about the Kremlin and about Putin to be concerned about whether or not there was collusion.
Well, as I stated, I don't know of any evidence of that.
Was Mr. Clapper wrong when he said that?
I think he's right about characterizing the report, which you all have read.
So to be clear, you think... And I believe that they should have to connect the dots and get the facts, because I think it will lead to the impeachment of this president.
Can you say definitively that there was collusion? There were people affiliated with the Trump campaign who were working with Russians?
I don't think we can say anything definitively at this point.
You keep saying there's a lot more smoke.
There's a lot more smoke.
You think the fire's there?
Listen, time will tell.
Everybody go at this investigation until we get to the facts and to the bottom line, which was their conclusion. I believe that there was.
I had no evidence of it was presented to me of collusion.
Now, have you seen anything, either intelligence briefings, through intelligence briefings, anything to back up any of the accusations that
you've
made?
They have the documentation that they did the hacking.
The hacking.
On the DNC.
Right.
And on some of us, you know.
But the collusion, though.
No, we have not.
Was there a conclusion? I believe that there was.
But the collusion, though.
No, we have not.
We've got to have the will to accept the truth and fuck the system and the group collective. Do that, and you'll earn your way to the next level. This is the InfoWar.
So there you go. There's Maxine Waters piped in with a little James Clapper just being a total... You know, I would say she's a fraud, but I really think that she's just genuinely lost her mind, suffering from dementia. I mean, who knows what chemicals are on top of that wig that she puts on her head. But here's the funny thing. Here's a story from Daily Caller. 113 days into the Trump presidency, and Democrats suggest he could be impeached. So you got this list of the Democrats who've called for his impeachment. Maxine Waters, Richard Blumenthal, Al Green, Mark Polkin, Jared Huffman, Tulsi Gabbard, Hakeem Jeffries. I think the list is actually more than that, especially if you added media. But nonetheless, all these people are calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump. They've called the impeachment for the impeachment over all kinds of things. The Russian is the biggest one. Trump's a Russian agent. But now the last one, even though there's no evidence, right? We're going to impeach President Trump with no evidence whatsoever. That makes sense. Typical. But now it's because of the James Comey firing. Let's recall again. All of these Democrats said James Comey either cost Hillary the election, they already called for him to be fired, or they said he was incompetent or obstructing justice. Now those same people are saying that Donald Trump needs to be impeached for obstructing justice when he removed the head of the FBI that the very people calling for Trump's impeachment said was ineffective. So Trump now needs to be impeached because he wants to actually restore faith in the FBI's investigation process, which the Democrats had no faith in when James Comey was there. Trump wants to restore that faith, and they hate him for it. It's like, I don't even know. It's like I'm beating my head against the wall. I can't even believe we deal with these people. I can't even believe I have to talk to these people. I can't believe Maxine Waters gets to go on TV, literally make 180 flip-flops in the same segment, and still gets to be an official. People still take her seriously. It's a joke. Let's go out to some of the callers here. We've got Joe in California. I think Joe wants to talk about the string of hack attacks, or I think it was malware attacks, that happened worldwide today. Is that what you want to talk about, Joe?
Yes, sir, and it's a pleasure to speak with you, Mr. Carl Cuck Slayer. these ransomwares, I deal with a lot of network security myself, and two ways in which this stuff actually manages to get in. One is either through an email, right? So you get an email. They'll say you have a voicemail. You open the attachment, and it's an executable. The second method, which is actually more dubious and is even, you know, I mean, I'm even having to wear tinfoil in front of my team here, is open remote access ports. So, for example, administrators, rather than install a tool and go in securely, they'll just use basic remote desktop protocol to remotely administer their machines. Well, if that's open on the internet, any other idiot who knows those IP addresses can also get in. Through there, they use, you know, this is where I guess the NSA tools come into play, is where they manage to essentially just create an account to give you administrative access and get in. I've discovered customers where a brand new account gets created and this stuff is on there and they're having to shell out $10,000.
So what's the big story though with this attack today? What do you think's going on today with the malware that was going down? The story was all around the world. This was going on.
Well, I mean, NHS and a few others, they're cheap. And so they don't want to lock down their networks. And this is okay. Just a new strain. I mean, that's really what I see it as. It's a new strain of malware, and it's because
Keep in mind too that President Trump he either signed an executive order or he made some sort of initiative to bolster the United States cybersecurity. So I wonder if this had anything to do with that. Hey, final words, Joe. I got to take another call.
Yeah. Secondarily, the best way to fight against this stuff is to have a good backup. If you've got your data backed up, fine. Wipe that machine that got hit and restore your data. If I may speak, actually, if it's possible, about the about that guy calling for the killing of all whites.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just racial communism. I mean, the communists, they couldn't get us versus on class. You know, the proletariat.
Well, I mean, that's just an absolute liberal professor who's just clueless about history and just wants to virtue signal and play the victim all day. You can put whatever phrasing on it you want, and I'm not disagreeing with you. Thank you for the call, Joe. I just think it you know, you can't even to say that it's anything more or less than a mental disorder, I think, is just giving it too much credence. That's really what it comes down to at the end of the day, based on lies. Let's go to Cindy, who wants to talk about Keith Olbermann. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi, Owen. If the Trump administration wants to do the right thing, we've been waiting for years for this, they need to charge Keith Olbermann with open treason. I mean, the Clintons were guilty of treason. Obama was guilty of treason. Bush was guilty of treason. For years I've been sitting and watching all this open treason everywhere. And it's making
But it's Trump. You see, but it's Trump now. Isn't that amazing? Trump gets in, is actually an American president. Whether you like him or not, he's actually acting as the president of the United States. I'm not saying everything he does is perfect. I'm saying he wants to be the president of the United States. And probably, I don't know, I haven't found anything I could say that Donald Trump is guilty of treason with. But these other presidents, as you just said, it's like hand over fist treason, nonstop. And they're silent, though, silent during those administrations.
And it's time to make an example. It's time to make an example of these people. And Olbermann's a good place to start. It would shut them
up. Well, Olbermann is a media hack, okay? Olbermann is a media hack. He's been rejected from multiple networks because he's such a hack. He's a piece of crap, okay? Keith Olbermann is a piece of crap. I can't believe that we have to talk about this guy. You know what? Here's what we should do. All of these Democrats, they're all saying the same thing. All these liberals in the media. We need an independent investigation. We need a special prosecutor. We need to find out the truth about Russia. Okay, what's stopping you? You're all working together to find this out. Why haven't you found anything yet? Let's put Keith Olbermann in charge of it. You want a special prosecutor? Keith Olbermann is ticked off. He's looking for something to do. Let's give Keith Olbermann the role of special prosecutor. He'll do it for free, I'm sure, because it's for the country. It's all about the republic. So I'm sure he'll do it for free. So let's give Keith Olbermann the position of special prosecutor, special investigator. He's going to find out Trump's Russia ties. And here's what will happen. He'll look like the total jackass that he is because he's not going to find anything. Final words, Cindy. Sorry for cursing at you before I take another call.
No, that's all right. And what's so bad about Putin and Saud anyway? They're the only ones in the Middle East protecting the Christians. And I don't think they like that. They protect the Muslims, but
And Putin, here's another guy. Thank you for the call, Cindy. Putin, again, not lionizing Putin, but Russia is trying to redeem itself. Russia is trying to be nationalist. They're trying to build up their own culture. They're trying to rebuild Russia. They want Russia to be great again. And it's not globalist. They're not going to go along with the globalist New World Order. So everybody hates Russia. But you know what? A recent video of Putin actually just surfaced that made me love him even more. Guys, let's roll that video of Vladimir Putin. All right, well, I think we have this video ready to go. Well, nonetheless, okay, here we go, I think.
How will the firing of James Comey affect U.S.-Russia
relations?
So, this is probably tough for radio listeners to pick up, so I'll just tell you what's going on. This is Vladimir Putin at a Russian hockey game. It's a traditional Russian hockey match. And he's out there skating around. I mean, how cool is this? Vladimir Putin skating around in a Russian tradition of hockey. And he comes off the ice in full skate gear and immediately gets asked about the James Comey firing.
What about us?
Just let it finish. Folks, the Russians are so sick of this false narrative about Trump-Russia collusion, it's literally like beyond a joke to them. It's reached unprecedented levels of, like, joke. It's not even a joke anymore. It's like a fairy tale. It's like an old fable now, like an old lore or something, old traditional lore. That just goes on, yes. The old fable about Trump-Russia. Oh, and they clink their glass and they have a good laugh and they go skate around. Yeah, there's Vladimir Putin playing hockey. I'm sorry, but I just get a total kick out of this. I don't know why. There's Putin putting a slap shot on goal. He must be taking the super male vitality. Is Vladimir Putin taking super male vitality and skating and lacing him up and playing hockey? You know, it's funny, most people probably couldn't even skate. It's a pretty hard skill. And it's just funny to see him out here skating around on the ice. I don't know who's out here skating. I don't really know much about this game. I don't know if our Russian agent in here can give me any details about what goes on, if this is like a normal thing that they do in Russia. But it was cool, I think, to see Vladimir Putin out skating around. Playing hockey with some people in Russia. And then has to come out in full hockey gear. Gets asked about James Comey. Gosh, that had to be just an unbelievable moment in his life. All right, let's take one more quick call. Well, actually, let's hold that call over because I got to let you guys know about some specials that we have right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the last time Alex told me this, I was freaking out because this is my favorite product, I think, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the Survival Shield X2. And we get a rare form of deep earth iodine to make this product that has over 4,000 reviews now, a 4.8 star rating, that is unheard of. This is my favorite product. This is a life-changing product. That is not an exaggeration, folks. But because the deep earth iodine that we get is so rare, we just don't know if we're going to have this unlimited supply of it. And now that we've changed the game and changed the market again, that's just what our products at InfoWars Store do, now all other people want to get this source of the deep earth iodine. And so they're basically flooding the market, trying to everybody get this source. So now we're having to compete, and we just don't know how often we can get it anymore. But folks, get your Survival Shield X2. If you have not tried it yet, why not? Why would you not try it with a 5-star review, over 4,000 reviews, people telling you that this product will change your life? Why would you not try it? And it's on sale. I didn't even mention the fact it's on sale. We got a 25% off discount on the Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine. When I first heard about this competition now to get the deep earth sourced iodine, I literally bought up and I have like a stock full at my house because it's my favorite product. I don't ever want to not have this product. The rest of my life, I want this product. It is that amazing. You should want this product for your family. So stock up now. 25% off Survival Shield X2. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which I'm actually drinking right now. I had to give up coffee, folks. I can't really drink coffee anymore. It makes me too jittery. So I found that the Vitamin Mineral Fusion is actually a great supplement instead. it gives you a nice little boost of energy without giving you the jitters, but really it's all about the vitamins and the minerals that are in there. Yes, this is my vitamin mineral fusion. It kind of actually looks like coffee right now because of the lighting, but you can see that's red. That's not brown, but anyway, I promise that it's really appetizing. I used to do it every morning, actually, and then I switched to my caveman shake every morning. Now I do the vitamin mineral fusion usually at night, or actually before a workout, to be honest with you, because you get those vitamins and minerals in your blood. You start getting your blood pumping and getting your blood going. It helps get all those vitamins and minerals all throughout your body. And there's a lot of vitamin minerals in this, in the vitamin mineral fusion, that you probably just aren't getting in your diet. And it's 15% off right now. 15% off vitamin mineral fusion at InfoWars Life, InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these specials, folks, before they are gone. All right, we've got time for a quick caller. Brandon, make it quick. You got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Hello, how you doing? I just wanted to make 2 points, pretty much. First point was I just wanted to recommend, I'm sure other people have done it as well at some point, but if Alex Jones would somehow possibly run for office at some point, like 2020 or whenever, I just wanted to throw that out there. And what's the other one? Okay, the other one was, since James Comey got fired, do you think there's a chance that Trey Gowdy will possibly be replaced?
So here's the deal. The White House has released a list of possible replacements for James Comey. Ray Kelly, former serving New York Police Commissioner Mike Rogers, Trey Gowdy, John Cornyn, Paul Abate, Mike Garcia, John Southers, Michael Luttig, Larry Thompson, and, of course, Andrew McCabe. That is the short list. The White House confirmed that. We'll be right back. Final segment, Alex Jones Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Anyone
who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt asleep. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
finally, I like Trey Gowdy. I would like to see Trey Gowdy as the new FBI director because I think he's a centipede with his questioning. I think his heart and his head is in the right place. And I just love what I've seen from Trey Gowdy. He gets fired up. He gets fired up. And we need that fire in the FBI right now. We've got some serious corruption in our government. We can't have a wuss, as Alex calls him, a fruitcake salad with two legs, as the FBI director. All right, I'm going to do a quick news blitz here before hopefully we get to one more call. What is going on with WikiLeaks right now? WikiLeaks offers $100,000 for Trump Comey tapes, which may or may not exist. And it's just strange. WikiLeaks also has offered Comey a job. WikiLeaks is truly a rogue element, folks. Like, they are literally rogue, and it seems like bucking every government right now. Is any government really cooperating with Julian Assange anymore, except, I guess, Ecuador, which is being pressured now? So it's just interesting for WikiLeaks to offer Comey a job and now offer $100,000 for the secret Comey tapes, which might just be a Trump troll, but they probably do exist. President Trump launches Commission on Election Integrity. This is huge. This is huge news. Donald Trump has signed an executive order today. This is actually yesterday, establishing a commission to review alleged voter fraud and voter suppression. Thank you, Donald Trump, coming through on a project promise. Of course, Project Veritas covered this, and they are welcoming it, and they've even offered to help Donald Trump, which I think is huge. You know, President Trump did an interview in Time magazine, and one thing stuck out to me. He said this. It was a little thing. Most people probably didn't even notice it. Of course, I did, because I get it. He was asked what else he watches on television. He says, I used to watch sports, like me. I don't watch anymore. I'm now consumed by news and business. I like the business stuff. But this was the key. Doesn't watch sports anymore, consumed by news. Now, I resonate with that because that's how I feel. Folks who know me around here know my apartment is literally like a circus of news. Literally all news I'm monitoring all day. Same with my desk here. But see how he says this. He's consumed by news, folks. This is an example of trickle-down theory, leadership trickling down. Our president is consumed by news. Our president is obsessed with what's going on in the world. Now, guess what? The general population is too. Now, they've been asleep for a long time, and they're very confused and disoriented, and a lot of them mentally deranged, but they do care now. They are paying attention now, and they are vigilant now, and that is key. How about this? Stockboard Asset tweeted this today. This is a journalist. I'm actually going to be talking to him next week in an interview about the coverage that he did about the dire situations in Baltimore right now. But this is a guy, an independent journalist. He's been picked up by Zero Hedge before. Google Trends, human trafficking arrests surges to all-time highs this year. This is the trickle-down theory, folks. This is people caring. This is you and independent media and InfoWars getting out the news that, guess what, human trafficking is a serious issue and the people care now. The people care now. How about this? You want to talk about people? Here's not people. I don't know what you would call these people. Kim, Kourtney, and Khloe Kardashian go to Planned Parenthood to promote Planned Parenthood. How sick is that? You want to talk about draining the swamp? Kim, Kourtney, and Khloe Kardashian are the epitome of the cultural swamp, folks. Fake people taking up fake causes all for selfish reasons. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. How about this? Study. 89% of colleges reported zero campus rapes in 2015. Zero. How's that for your rape culture? Meanwhile, the multiculturalism in Europe is creating a rape culture that you deny, but you say there's a rape culture on college campuses. 89% of them reported zero, zero, zero rape. How do you like that? The left is totally unhinged. The left has totally lost their mind. Case in point, Maxine Waters and Keith Olbermann. Thanks to everybody that tuned in. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Support the broadcast. Nightly news tonight, 7 p.m. Central. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.